Kia ora koutou, welcome to this 15th edition of Classical Chromatics with me, Claire Martin. Going out from Planet FM Studios in the unlocked world of Auckland, New Zealand. So we have the glories of the Baroque era tonight. And it's said the Baroque era is said to have started with Monteverdi. And we're going to hear one of his madrigals, performed by a group called L'Arpeggiata, an ensemble directed by Christine Plouard, who's done much to breathe life into the Baroque repertoire in the last 10 years. So this is an album called Teatro d'Amore, and is Amor, a lament on love. It was L'Arpeggiata with Monteverdi madrigal, Amor. Next, another early Baroque composer, Frescobaldi, beloved of the richest 17th century Italians. He influenced two of the composers I'm going to play tonight, Purcell and J.S. Bach. Frescobaldi, his works are known because he was lucky enough to have a patron who also paid for the publications of his work. So this is Frescobaldi's Canzona un decima a due canti, performed by the ensemble Les Basses Réunies, led by Bruno Coxet. Chris Cabaldi's Canzona Undecima a Due Canti, and a wonderful light feathery texture with all the differences of time signatures there. A sublime duet next from George Frederick Handel's Dixit Dominus Di Torrente, performed by Angela Casamicierk and Catherine Fulger with the Monteverdi Choir and the English Baroque Soloists, conducted by John Elliott Gardner. And I'm going to use the word sublime a lot tonight, I suspect, but this truly is. So here's Dixit Dominus from Handel. The sublime Dixit Dominus Handel with the Monteverdi Choir and the English Baroque Soloist, conducted by John Elliott Gardner. So a little more upbeat for our next piece, and big changes in keyboard technology around the Baroque era. Of course, first the forte piano, or before that was harpsichord, but then forte piano, and then the pianoforte, the difference being the mechanical action meant a bigger sound and a longer sustained tone, hence pianoforte, quiet, loud, and was suitable for bigger concert halls, of course. But here is the delicious bonbon of François Couperin's Le Tic Toc Choc, which is a great title, I think, performed by Alexandre Tarot. François Couperin's Le Tic Toc Choc, played by Alexandre Tarot. So, of course, Vivaldi is very much the Baroque composer that we associate with those times, and it was a very elegant era. Much of the music composed for the dances of the courts or for amusement, like the last piece, or to soothe furrowed brows, to quote my last radio show. So next, Antonio Vivaldi. I'm going to play a couple of his concerti for strings and continuo, or harpsichord, and a short piece featuring flute as a solo instrument. So this is the Concerto for Strings and Continuo in C, followed by a lively Concerto for Strings. All three pieces are on a fabulous new album titled Vivaldi Time, from the English concert conducted by Trevor Pinnock. So here's some Vivaldi.
Thank you.
Vivaldi's Concerti is quite nice to hear something different from the Four Seasons, is it not? Much of Vivaldi's works were written actually for an all-female ensemble at a home for abandoned children. He was employed there as a Roman Catholic priest, and he remained a devout Catholic for all his life. You can imagine rosary in one hand, composing quill in the other. And of course, as well as writing his very famous Four Seasons, he composed many operas. Then, having met the Emperor Charles VI, Vivaldi moved to Vienna in 1741, only to be faced with the death of his patron. And Vivaldi himself died in poverty less than a year later. So, rough times. So, moving on to another giant of the Baroque era and a powerful shaper of composition that was to come, J.S. Bach, born in 1685 in the Saxon part of Germany. I'm going to play his Brandenburg Concerto No. 1 in F major, BWV 1046. For those of you who are out there counting the numbers, it's performed by the Academy of Ancient Music, conducted by Richard Egarr. And for my money, Bach is one of my staple composers that I couldn't do without.
Thank you.
J.S. Bach's Brendan Byrd Concerto No. 1. So, more Bach in a minute, but first we're going to go back to some earlier music, a composition by Spaniard Lucas Ruiz de Ribillas. This is a tarantella arranged for harp and harpsichord. And I don't know if those of you who've done beginner piano, but quite often we would play tarantellas, if you recall. And in fact, tarantellas were come from the madness that's the spider bite. So it's the fast section that you hear coming up is imitating that spell of hysteria that says to come from a bite of the tarantula spider. Gorgeous bit of madness on the Ribillas's Tarantella, played by Sara Agueda and Javier Nunez. If you want any of the details of the music I'm playing tonight, please feel free to go to Facebook Classical Chromatics, and I put the whole playing list there, because a lot of names, and I'm sure you're not going to remember any of this, but do feel free to look them out again and explore a bit. So we're returning to Antonio Vivaldi once more and to his sacred music. And this is the beauty and purity of the countertenor voice. And one of my favourite singers, Philippe Jaruski, with the ensemble Matthias, directed by Jan Christoph Spinozzi. And here he is performing Nisi Dominus. And I just want to point out what a sublime, there's that word, the sublime singing of Philippe Jaruski with the incredible breath span and the beauty of his tone. So this is Nisi Dominus Vivaldi.
Thank you.
whom dederit from Vivaldi's Nisi Dominus, performed there by Philippe Jaruski. Totally beautiful and well worth checking out the rest of that recording. That's with, Jean-Christophe Spinozzi directing. So the profound influence of J.S. Bach's music over all of classical music that was to come, Haydn, Mozart, Beethoven, and on into the 20th century. Bach has also, his music's been sent up into space in a capsule to represent humankind in our finest form. And I think the reason I particularly love his music, I mean, I love Baroque music anyway, but Bach just has a deeper emotional core, especially his big choral works and his vocal music, which I'm not necessarily playing tonight. But next, his genius lived on in his son. So I'm going to play C.P.E. Bach's Harpsichord Concerto in D minor, led from the harpsichord by the very brilliant Jean Rondeau. So this is the Harpsichord Concerto in D minor.
Thank you.
the very busy and quite virtuosic Jean Rondeau on the harpsichord with C.P.E. Bach's Concerto in D Minor. It's from an album from 2017 on Erato called Dynasty, that's with the Bach family. So very late Baroque next, and a rather beautiful piano transcription of Gluck's Fantasia from his work that he was best known for, Orfeo and Eurydice. And this is the Yuya Wang playing on the piano, but it's a transcription, and Orfeo e Eurydice. Piano transcription of Gluck's Orfeo in Eurydice Fantasia, played by Yuya Wang. So music of the French court with this next very elegant and danceable piece titled Les Folies d'Espagne, or The Follies of Spain. This is going to be performed by Musica Antiqua Köln, conducted by Reinhard Goebel. This is Lully, and this is a delightful little dance in the courts of France. very danceable luli, and I could just kind of feel the beautiful collars and the big dresses and the dances taking place there. So the next piece is a bit of nonsense, really. It's a brilliant piece, actually. It's a celebration originally written for the English Queen Mary in 1694. The version that I'm going to play is actually arranged by Christine Pluart for the brilliant ensemble L'Arpeggiata, and it takes Baroque on another journey altogether. In those days, before publishing and interfering editors in the Baroque time, performers were expected to improvise, so you have a basic framework for your music and off you go. So here, Pluart gives space and tempo for these contemporary performers to improvise in a jazz style. And actually, I think you can even hear a little bit of The Doors if you listen to the organ in the second half of this piece I'm going to play. Anyway, I'll let you decide whether you like this. I really love it, and I saw them live in one of the Auckland Arts Festivals playing. This is Purcell's Strike the Viol, arranged by Christine Pluart.
Strike the viol, touch, 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 touch the Lord.
It's pretty much a riot. I love it. And they're such consummate musicians that they can make that work, and it's pretty cool. So that was Purcell's Strike the Viol, arranged by Christine Pluart for a group, L'Arpeggiata, and that is from an album of music by Purcell. Yes, surprisingly. So we're going to slide into something a little bit more calm and just to quieten things down into a piece called Solitude, also by Purcell. And this is going to be performed by the soprano Nancy Argenta, who sings a lot of Baroque repertoire and has this beautiful clear tone for that repertoire. So I'm going to let Nancy Argenta play us out, and I shall bid you farewell and peace and serenity in whatever you're facing. Please come back next month on Saturday the 24th of October, hoping to have a guest in the studio and to talk about a few of the music performances in classical that are coming up, re-emerging from lockdown, and we hope very much that we get to hear some live music here in Auckland. This has been Claire Martin with Classical Chromatics. It's part of the Radio 13 team, and we play music every Saturday night, and you can tune in then for all kinds of different music. So I'm going to say thank you for joining me, and I'll leave Nancy Argenta to sing some Purcell for you. Thank you for joining me. Good night.
Unhappy would invite to finish.